A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine, but does not act on them, will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. In late October 2012, Hurricane Sandy raged up the east coast of North America. The New Jersey Shores area was one of the hardest hit. A few weeks ago, now almost exactly 4 years later, our preaching team presented a parish mission in that area in the town of Monmouth Beach, New Jersey, just right where the hurricane hit hardest. We heard the stories of the floods, which were more damaging than the wind itself. Most people who lived there had to raise the foundations of their houses some 6 to 8 feet. It was a long, costly process involving jacking up the house and reconstructing a much more sturdy, higher foundation. Those houses, now finished, are all marked by new sets of stairs, often 10 or 12 steps leading up to the front door. Some homes are just getting underway. The poor, who did not have the expensive flood insurance, basically had to leave and find residence elsewhere. For them, the evacuation was permanent. While we were giving this renewal, we were, as a nation, going to the polls to elect our new president. The next morning, after the election had been called, we could sense the depolarization among the parishioners. Half were happy, half were deeply troubled. I wondered if there were some among us who thought that the house of American society was now certainly being built on solid rock, while others were certain it was about to collapse, being built on sand. How fortunate we are who call ourselves followers of Jesus. This gospel is about flood insurance and a kind of insurance that everyone can afford, and there are no deductibles. We each have a copy of this policy. It is written in our hearts, and it consists of the words that are the promise of Jesus. We hear today that there are two conditions, listening and acting. We listen to the words of Jesus, and then we do what they say. The friends of Jesus had a worry. "Who is going to make it into the kingdom?" they asked. Jesus' answer: "With this flood insurance, no one is barred from the kingdom. No one is deported. No one is discriminated against. No one is left to fend for themselves." As disciples of Jesus, we are the ones now that have to apply this insurance policy. Jesus has entrusted the kingdom to us. If anyone is excluded, we are not doing our job. Today, I pray the prayer written by Dominican Provincial Jim Marchanda. May we be your justice. May we be your peace. May we be your voice, O God, living what we preach. And in the words of St. Francis, in his Canticle of Creation, praised be my Lord, through those who give pardon for your love and bear infirmity and tribulation. Blessed are those who endure in peace, for by you, Most High, they shall be crowned.